It is September 9th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here, and just reflecting a little bit on the weekend we're heading into, which is going to be certainly filled with a lot of memories from 9/11, the 10th anniversary upon us. And today, talking with a colleague, you know, we were really kind of thinking that not a lot has been talked about at our level, at least, I wonder if that's going to prepare us for some of the images, a lot of the images that are going to bombard our young students that probably have no idea about this event, but certainly if the TV's on this weekend, they are going to be exposed to it if they're watching it. So interesting. And I actually published a tech learning article today talking about that very thing and sort of, you know, a little bit about that and sort of some resources for teachers to use in the classroom. Of course, now, you know, I published it yesterday, actually, but now, you know, it's pretty much upon us. So, and then I was just looking at this one article that really caught my eye and just made me think about that day where I'll put the link in, and it's from MSNBC, where astronaut Frank Culberstone was up in the International Space Station and actually found out about 9/11 up there. Was the only American in space at the time, and as they were rounding New England, he ran to that side of the window and took a picture, and picture is quite intense, and you can see Manhattan smoking from space, and he believes after he had read the reports, it was probably right around when the second tower collapsed. So just him talking about feeling kind of isolated and not down there able to help. Pretty intense. I don't know if I remember ever hearing that perspective or his story, but I found it quite interesting.